Episode 1968, Refresh Your Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is a brand new day. You have breath, so you have a reason to celebrate. Yes, it's Sweet Spirit Sunday, and guess what? That is a day of reflection. It's a time for you to just take a step back and really begin to look at your relationship with God. It's time to refresh your heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, it's easy to grow weary quickly and be consumed by worldly perspectives. However, you have been called to rise up and to refresh your heart. You know, yesterday we had the opportunity to watch SpaceX and NASA launch their first rocket with U.S. astronauts on U.S. soil in almost 10 years. I can still feel the adrenaline rush at the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Did you know that is the kind of rush God gets when you give him the time of day? The problem is we're giving the world more attention than God. How unfortunate. And this isn't just a lecture for you. It's a direct reminder to me too. We get our priorities very mixed up and messed up. Even during the lockdown, during this pandemic, when time was not so much an issue anymore, we could complain about it, but really we had time on our hands. There were still gaps in our time with God. There never seems to be enough time for God until pushed up against a wall. Why wait so long? God wants what's best for you. Instead of filling your days with worldly thoughts, rise up and refresh your heart. Philippians 4 verse 6 says this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Now, I've shared this verse before, and I looked at it again as I was writing this episode, and I thought, do not be anxious about anything. We have a lot of things going on right now that I think a lot of us are wearing this anxious heart. It's hanging all out, and we just don't know what to do. Now, we come to God and we present our request to him, but you see, the key here is this. Present your request to God is not only instruction for you to ask, seek, and knock, but he desires to be with you in your everyday, not just when you're pushed into a corner. You see, that's our problem. We're waiting till we're pushed into the corner. And then we're screaming out, "Lord, why me? Why haven't you been here?" And he's like, "I never left. You shut me out." Just because you feel alone and weary, lost and exhausted, make yourself available. God sees even when you feel unseen. God hears even when you feel unheard. Everyday faith requires you to rise up and refresh your heart. Jesus did it. He took time away. He made room in his schedule. Are you making room for God? You got to look at your schedule. This is only a question you can answer. I know I've looked at my schedule, and I'm probably a little strange. If you want to know my secret, when I work out, yeah, that's God's time with me. Oh, yeah. Boy, is he pushing it hard. And not just because I'm physically working out, but when I do exert myself, I clear my head. And God comes in. That's my time with him. When I'm running, I'm like, it's all for him. It truly is. When I'm on the elliptical, when I'm lifting weights, my resistance is not to God, but it's to what's around me. I push out the noise and I let God flood me. Now, do I do it right every day? Of course I do not. I fall short every day. But it's important that we have this check-in. We see, am I doing what I really need to do? Do I feel like I'm falling short? Do I feel unseen and unheard? Well, maybe it's not him, it's me. Because God sees and God hears all the time. Everyday faith requires you to rise up and refresh your heart. Make room for God in your everyday. See the beauty from his creation. Imagine the rush you will get in your everyday when you keep your eyes and heart on God. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready for launch. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. God loves you. And to our U.S. astronauts, Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley, Godspeed. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blast off of a week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.